You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The Dodgers are getting ready to welcome their pitchers and catchers to spring training, which means that we are on the scene with Ken Gernick. I'm Allison Fetter. Ken, a couple just odds and ends to sort of tie up before things really get going. It seems that the Dodgers have made a flurry of signings, all unconfirmed at this point, but they got several players that they had their eye on. Chase Utley being one, Franklin Gutierrez, Sergio Romo. So they're really making sure that they go into this spring training pretty stacked and not leaving a whole lot of loose ends, right?
High-quality problem there. I think every team would like to have too many players. Right now, the Dodgers seem to have too many players, but with all the DLs that they had last year, they know that that doesn't necessarily last forever.
So Sergio Romo, I thought that was interesting. So what will his role be, assuming this all goes through?
Well, he's basically the replacement for Joe Blanton as the setup man for Kenley Jansen, and among many things that the Dodgers like, in addition to postseason experience and closer experience. With that slider, he's got a very different look than most of the Dodger right-handers are young and hard-throwing. So it gives a different look, which they like, and it does give that experience as a setup. Now, the Dodgers do tend to mix and match, so it's not necessarily strictly an eighth inning and then ninth inning role for Jansen, you know. But that's the way that it would shape up, and they've got quite a few young arms in there, and so that experience is something which Blanton offered last year, and they hope that Romo will bring it in this year.
Well, Franklin Gutierrez was kind of interesting. First of all, they're going to have to clear off some space from their 40-man roster. But I guess there's some concern about depth when it comes to right-handed hitters. So he would probably fit in that way. You think that's where most of the thinking was when it came to signing him?
Well, definitely, although he has been a gold glove in the past, so he certainly could play either at the corners. But the main reason is for that right-handed bat. I think he was tied for second in the league for home runs by off of left-handed pitching. So he does provide that right-handed bat, and they were so weak last year against left-handed pitching. That's really what aced Utley out to a certain extent, in that Logan Forsythe, not only are they going younger there, but they wanted a right-handed bat at second base to balance out a generally left-handed lineup. So both Gutierrez brings that. And he does bring some experience. But the Dodgers do have, right now, it seems like too many outfielders if everybody's healthy. So there will be quite a competition.
The last thing I want to ask you about, I just think this is really cool, number one, because I'm a big Oral Hershiser fan, just from when he was pitching for the Dodgers, really good memories watching him in the World Series in 1988. He's going to kind of be doing double duty this spring. So he's going to be a pitching instructor, I guess, replacing Greg Maddux. I mean, he has experience as a pitching coach. He was a Texas pitching coach for several years. But that's kind of neat that they're going to see him back in uniform, and he obviously has a grand amount of knowledge. I guess maybe he'll be working with some of the younger pitchers?
Well, he'll be available to work with anybody, but very often it's the younger pitchers who need the most work. And so and Oral yesterday was talking about how he was thinking, you know, at this stage of his life and his career, he remembers back when he was a young pitcher and the guys walking around were Sandy Koufax and Don Drysdale, along with Campanella and quite a few of the old line Dodgers, the Hall of Famers. And so now he sees where he's kind of advanced to that elder statesman role. And he enjoys it. He's been a pitching coach in the major leagues with the Texas Rangers, so it's not foreign to him. He's still primarily a broadcaster, but with Maddux staying home and being a volunteer coach with UNLV where his son pitches, I think that Rick Honeycutt was welcoming the help. He's not territorial as a pitching coach. He spent time with the Dodgers when back in the day when Koufax was a spring instructor, and he knows the value of that. And when Koufax came back again, Honeycutt welcomed him when Koufax was with the team a few years ago. And he welcomed Maddux to offer his expertise. And now it's just kind of carrying in the line a longtime Dodger tradition of bringing in these Hall of Famers and former Cy Young winners. And now it's up to Oral.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. He's got so much to offer. He's such a knowledgeable person. So, okay, good stuff. Ken, thank you very much. Enjoy spring. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Allison.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.